You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Today, we have a special guest who I just met.
Sammy Ricci!
Hi.
That was so loud. Guys, I'm working on being less loud. I'm sorry.
I'm so
Stop
loud.
Stop apologizing.
You won't be the loudest in the podcast today because I'm very, very
okay,
loud.
Good.
Yeah, I get made fun of all the time for how loud I am.
She's not even loud at all.
In your house, the amount of times I get made fun of for being loud is aggressive.
Are you fucking
nuts? Do you
nuts?
Guys have sex? at your house
we have,
but don't you share like a basement with
yeah.
your brothers? So how does that happen?
They're not there.
Oh, have you guys ever with like their brothers are passed
no.
out and you guys are secretly slipping it?
Yeah.
No.
Have you?
Come on, Joe.
Recently.
With a kid.
I knew it.
It's not.
Thank you. Okay, talk about a liar, Sammy.
I
huh?
just
what the fuck.
It does he listen to this?
Who cares?
No, he doesn't.
I don't want Keith knowing this.
No, yeah, the other day in the morning.
Of course you did.
It was great.
That's hot.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then he was like, I
were
got
you
it.
Able to come, Sammy?
I didn't. But
yeah,
then,
cause you're probably in your head.
But
yeah.
I
guys can be in their head
but
and
then,
still come.
No.
I was so I was kind of like
he stopped and really? I was like, what are you doing? Did you need to finish? And he was like, I can't.
I was like, this is
no
like,
one
and
came.
I was like, what do you
no
mean?
No one came.
Oh no, I went down.
She did.
I gave him head. Very sneakily.
Good for you too.
It wasn't very fucking sneakily, by the way.
It was
that's
like,
not dangerous
if he
shit.
Wakes
you
up.
This is normal shit. Someone else is in a room. You're trying
but
to get
you were
your fuck
watching.
On.
Who's what?
You were watching. You were aware.
I know, but
and
you're like, oh, very sneakily.
Wall.
Like it was just obvious.
The blanket's going up and down.
And she wasn't laying down. It was like she was up. So it was like, it. What else
could
be happening?
I didn't even realize I was in the moment.
Sammy.
Shut up. You're welcome.
Yeah. Speak it, Sammy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then afterwards I was like, how much pain would you have been in if I didn't do that? And he was like, a lot. I was like,
oh,
so
yeah.
you're welcome.
The struggle's real.
Probably
blue
just
balls.
Went up to the bathroom.
He was been like,
you
I'm
don't
gonna
get,
go take a
you don't
shit.
Get blue
and then
balls,
he just
Sammy? You don't get frustrated if you don't come?
He takes care of me.
Wait, did you come that day?
No, but I was okay. I like get satisfied when he's
okay, shut the fuck up.
I
I'm
swear
done.
To
no,
God.
I believe you, but I'm over.
Shut
it.
The fuck up, I'm done.
I swear.
His pleasure is my pleasure.
Like, it helps a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I like to come. that's beautiful, but no. Okay. Today's podcast is once again sponsored by our good friends production company. It's Top Notch Cinema, and it's a video production company that focuses on creating videos for businesses. They create videos that help pitch ideas on Kickstarter. So if you're starting a new business, definitely contact them. They create online commercials that can give your business more exposure. They will help grow your business, so you can reach Greg at topnotchcinemas.com if you're interested. He's amazing.
Cool.
The best.
Yeah. That's my guy.
And such a good guy to work with, honestly. Like,
yeah. yeah. My favorite coworker ever.
Mad, chill, and talented. Pure talent. Artist. And his partner's James. I'm sure he's just as amazing. I just never met him.
Mm-hmm. I met him once.
Cool. Anyway.
Good dudes.
We've got some topics to discuss.
Yeah,
other
not
than
our sex
you.
Life, obviously.
Oh, I would love to go into that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You
calm
cry.
No. Nope. Nope.
Calm down, Kate. Oh, there's a couch in here, though.
Oh, God.
What did I say? Remove the couch. You know how it distracts me. Okay. Are you serious?
Everybody. I would never sit on that.
That's actually great.
Have you had sex on this couch, Andy?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's amazing.
Wow. Well, now I feel left out.
Hey, Joe, do you want to stay?
Joe and Sammy are going to fuck after the podcast on that couch.
With all the lights on and the cameras.
So
just make sure they're not recording.
Oh, God, I would hate to have that kind of lighting on me, especially because I haven't shaved my vagina. Oh, I shaved around the side so I could wear a bikini. Ow, I just hurt my neck. See how tense I am?
Kate, why don't you just, you're down there already. Why don't you just go for the whole thing? Or is it just fucking, you have too much pride and you're not going to shave it?
I'm going to drag you to get waxed.
No.
Yes.
You're not. Dude,
I'll go for my first time, and then you'll go for
your
second.
You've never been
second.
Waxed? No. Oh, that's why you can say that.
We've
Sammy?
Discussed this. I'm great with pain. When we were on with Tina, we talked about it.
Look at me. Does it look like I'm good? I'm not good with emotional pain, physical pain. Literally, last time I got waxed.
Don't let her bullshit you like she's good at pain. She's going to pass out.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. The moment they start putting wax on your labia.
I am... When it comes to that type of pain, I'm good. When it's pain that I don't know what it's what's coming, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
If everyone understood that.
That very
like
well
if it's
spoken.
Pain in my body that I have no idea where it's coming from, obviously I'm going to get in my head and freak out and faint.
Wait, what happened? What's she talking about?
This is a girl who stands up too quickly and feels like she's going to pass out.
Well,
imagine someone ripping hair off
head
your
rush?
Vagina.
It was a head rush, and you know my
rush,
indoor
dude.
Allergies were really bad, and my eyes have been tearing a lot.
Where is your humanity,
Come
Joe?
On, Joe.
Oh! You're an animal.
No, but the one time that I actually fainted with him was when my ovary muscle spasmed.
That's pretty fucking...
It happened twice.
Insane.
Wow,
I was so scared.
Sex.
You didn't hear the story?
No.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Well, tell it.
We were having sex, and then afterwards, she... was like, I have a pain, and I'm like, what the fuck? And she held her, like, right...
I thought it was my appendix.
Right, because it was right where your appendix is. So I was like, okay, is this appendicitis? So I was like, she's just laying there, and I'm like, you know, is it getting better? She's like, no, and she's in a lot of pain, and she's just like, you know, whatever.
So then
we're
I started
both
crying.
Naked.
Yeah, we were both naked, and I started crying. And then he was like...
I was like, should I call 911? Like, I didn't know. She's like, no, it's not that bad. So then
he's yelling at me like, don't lie to me. Tell me if it's bad. I'm like, no,
he must have been
fine.
Freaking out.
He was pacing.
Yeah.
Because
he
no,
picked
I
me up to go
you know
to
what
the
I
bathroom.
Don't like? Because like some people, when they're in pain like that and you ask them like, is it getting a better even a little bit? They'll say no just because. But like if it is like, okay, that's
I'm not
good.
Like
you know
that,
what I mean?
Right?
But,
am I like that?
From what I experienced, no. But
okay.
good. But so then she's like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. So I'm like, okay. So I pick her up and I'm bringing her to
and
the
I
bathroom.
Was I was get going out. I was just like.
I've never heard of an ovary cramping.
It wasn't
an ovary.
It was, they, like when I went to the hospital, they said that it was my ovary twisting. Like that's what they said. That like it fully flipped. And then when
Jesus.
I stood back up.
What kind of dick do you have?
A great one. So then we ended
got
up.
Got right to the ovary,
yeah.
Twisted it, tied it into a
so
fucking
then
knot.
But then I started like picturing like my ovary twisting. And I was like, that's absolutely terrifying. That's something in my body. It's like fully fucked up. And so then I was just like, okay, that's crazy. And then it happened again. But we like. We knew that when we stood up, it got better. So he, like, picked me up, and, like, we were standing there, and then he was like, I'll try to make it feel better. So he, like, played cute songs.
It was mad funny, because
was,
the
like,
whole
dancing,
time.
And I was like, babe, stop moving.
She's like, I want to die.
No, because she was in pain, so I picked her up, and I was just holding her up. And I thought it was funny that we were just standing there, like, it was like slow dancing. So I put on a slow dance song, and I started slow dancing. And eventually she was
It
like,
was John Legend.
But you passed out?
No, that time she didn't.
We
the first time she was like,
when we
you know,
were
she looked like she
bathroom.
Was passing out. And like, yeah, I was holding on to her and I was like, she was like dragging her feet. So then I put her on the floor
and
next
the
to the toilet bowl.
And the floor like totally helped.
And she was sitting
just
there.
Just laying on the floor.
She's sitting there naked.
And he's pacing, trying to call my sister, and my sister's not answering. And he's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, I have to put clothing on you just in case like the people come. Like, I don't know what to do. And then like, I just got up and went to work the next day.
But yeah.
Be careful with her.
No, don't.
Oh, hello.
But apparently it wasn't.
Yeah, so then I went to the doctor and he was like, let's just say that your ovary didn't twist because you're psycho and you will cause the pain now thinking that your ovary is twisting. Like if you think about it, like if I have one pain, I'll probably make it worse thinking about my ovary twisting.
Jeez.
So he was just like, it's most probably a muscle spasm regardless. And you have nothing
it's
to
a muscle
about.
Spasm in that area,
yeah, like it's like the muscle where
do you guys have like really active sex?
The fuck does that
I'm
mean
bleeding.
I don't know.
You're bleeding.
Yeah, I scratched my mouth. Continue with your discussion.
What does that mean?
I don't know, like are you picking her up, throwing
picking her I don't pick her up. Like in the air.
Yeah, you know, like people can pick up a girl and she's like straddling them and they're like, no.
I sent you a video of that.
In the air?
Shout out to Sexual GIF.
Yeah, I mean,
I just saw that.
Love her Twitter account or his Twitter account, whoever the hell it is. I think I sent him
GIF,
like two
GIF, whatever it is.
Two GIFs from that Twitter account every day.
Yeah, no, hot. Because I think you retweeted something from there. It showed up in my thing. And I was like, sexual.
It was probably me.
That's, first of all, you guys probably the reason why I fucking masturbated for 2 hours. I check it out and I look and I'm like, hello. Because it's these quick, like, and they're hot.
And they're just like 5 seconds of like they're full-blown sex. Yeah. And it can repeat and repeat. And you just.
And some of them look like they're actually in a relationship. Do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, looks like hot.
So ridiculous. I know. She's so lonely.
I'm so lonely.
Some of them look like they're in love and it's like really nice to see. And
it's just this hard dick going in a pussy. And I'm like, they're in love.
Yeah.
They're so connected.
It's like they have good parents. Yeah. And
they have such deep talks afterwards.
They're balanced.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, man. And then I go to X videos and next thing you know. Anyway, I promised we weren't going to do this today. Let's talk about the death penalty.
Such a great.
Because someone messaged in asking what we think about it. And surprise, surprise, I am actually against the death penalty. I feel like for me, yes, if someone commits, you know, rape, murder, whatever, lock them away, take them away for life, get them out of society. I just feel like to kill them, that's almost like why. It's like vengeful. It's revenge. And I just feel like revenge has no place in the judicial system. Like, why? You know what I mean? It just feels barbaric to me. And then sometimes they accidentally kill someone who didn't even do it. And that's just really fucked up.
I just view it as, if you kill them, they don't deal with what they did. Like, they don't deal with any consequences.
Really? Being in jail for the rest of their life?
No, they do.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
If you kill them, like, it's just, they're done.
It's almost like an easy out for them.
Like, of course, like, they're obviously terrified, but they're probably like, I'm going to either be in jail or I'm going to die.
That's the only thing that makes me not like the death penalty, but I'm all for shooting people right in the fucking face. I'm dead serious. Like,
we're both like, this is so aggressive.
Seriously, I think that if you
honest he was with it too.
If you do some wild shit like that, like, dude, fuck that. I'm just shooting.
But I don't
think
it's the government's job to take care of. Like, listen, if someone murdered one of my family members and I want to go out and do that, I don't think that's the best response for me necessarily.
I had this conversation the other day. I said at the dinner table, I was like, someone comes in here, murders one of you, I could kill them and not losing a fucking minute of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily kill a person.
Mm-hmm.
You've said that multiple times. I can't.
I could easily kill a person. Because, okay. I don't know. Whatever. Like, I remember I went to Maine and my uncle, he's a psycho. He has, like, all these guns and shit because he hunts. But they're saying, like, oh, once you, like, shoot a gun or, like, hold a gun, like, you could feel the power. I felt nothing. I was just, like, shooting into the fucking woods. Didn't even, like,
really
faze me that I was holding this thing that if you shoot it at someone, you could take their life. It never even, like, occurred to me. And, like, I'm not a violent person. I don't even, like, fight anymore. You know what I mean? I stay away from that anymore. But if someone, like, comes into your home and kills one of your family members, I could kill a person. 100%.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if someone hurt Shane, I'm not saying how I'd react. I have no idea. I personally want to. I mean, there's also self-defense, right? If someone's coming after you, you kill them. I'm like, yeah, they were coming after you. I just don't think. I think the death penalty, though, is barbaric. I don't think it's the government's job to kill, especially. It's such an emotional thing. And I feel like it just doesn't help.
I don't think they kill them quick enough.
Yeah.
I don't think they kill them quick enough. I think they should kill him on the street when they
find
him.
You want to
them.
Open up like the gladiator pits and just have him fight to the death with lions and tigers.
No. Everyone in the crowd gets a gun and they all fire at the same time.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'm serious. Think about it. If there was a death penalty for murdering, who the fuck would do that?
That's
no one.
True.
But, you know, some people, they go to jail and they're fine just because, you know, they just have that... They have that, like, street cred or whatever that when they get to the jail, they're good because
some
they have
of them,
those people.
Some of
so
them,
they just do what they do. You know what I mean? Because they
don't
care.
Some of them do such fucked up shit that they get actually killed in the prison by prisoners.
No, yeah. If you're like
a molester, you molest
children or something, they'll kill you. 100%. They did that recently. I heard a story about a guy going to jail. He got killed in a week. They killed him.
Yeah.
Of course. That's where it was. I saw a video on Facebook. It was a guy. He was in court. He was an inmate. And he's like, yeah, I killed him. And they're like, he's like, he's a fucking child molester. He's like, I'm killing him. He's like, and I'm killing the next one that you fucking bring near me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, there's people in there who are just like, that's...
I just don't think that's the answer. I don't think killing someone actually,
I think it
helps in any way.
I understand what you're saying, but I think it does prevent future whatever.
I don't think someone who's molesting children.
I think it would stop people if, like, they actually took a stand to it, like, for future. But right now, if they're not... And, like, they're just deciding, like, oh, you, like, we're going to kill you. Because, right, didn't someone, the Boston bombing?
Yeah, they're killing him.
Yeah, they're killing him. And, like, I just think, like, it's not teaching anything.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think someone who is going to molest children or murder someone, they're not in, like, a rational state of mind where they're like, you know what, before I do this, let me think about the consequences here. You know? So I feel like... I know we're going to get into that.
Yeah, but I was just thinking that. Like, this, the kid recently who went into a church and killed six people.
What?
Nine people.
In a church?
Six women, three guys. He went
and
into
what's
a church.
His back? I don't know his background story.
He's a fucking white kid with a bowl cut, and he's a fucking psycho, mm-hmm. and he went into a goddamn...
Isn't that all these kinds of killers that, for the most part, it's
yeah,
like,
but he's not a fucking psycho. He's just a fucking racist piece of shit.
So he was this racist dude.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't have fucking medical disorders or anything like that. That's fucking bullshit. Yeah, like, get it together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and okay, honestly, well, first of all, I'm not in any way.
Honestly, what the fuck is with that too? Like, oh, my son has a, like, these people, these fucking people, they shoot people, and they're like, oh, he had a mental disorder. How the fuck does no one around you know that you have a disorder that crazy that you will go out and kill someone?
Yeah, but
no
it's
one
easy
fucking
to say
knows.
Now. I feel like I, when I was a teacher, I definitely came in contact with some kids that I felt like could, when they're older, be sociopaths. Maybe.
Well, my mom always say, always be nice to everybody because someone can be a sociopath. And if they bring a gun into the school, they won't shoot you.
I mean, true story. You know, I mean, maybe the deeper message is always be kind and compassionate to everyone. You don't know what they're going through.
No, obviously.
But that kid who shot those people, 100% I would shoot him.
I just don't think it's the government's job. I don't think it's doing any good. And also, a lot of the times when, you know, parents or whoever lost someone to murder, they always say after the person passes, they're like, you know what? My kid's still gone. Like, it just doesn't take away the pain or the horror of what already happened.
Well, fuck him. He shouldn't be able to ever eat again. Maybe just let him starve.
I don't know. I disagree.
I don't. What the fuck him? Are you kidding me? Like, you in a church?
I'm not saying that that person should be excused or live a nice life or. But I just,
what is the point of him living
with the death penalty? I just don't think that killing a human being solves it. I think it almost just perpetuates this violence in our society instead of actually trying to get to the bottom of why people are so unhappy and fucked up in the first place.
You know why I say kill them? Because there are some people too who, when they go to jail, they're viewed as like, it's almost like an accolade. Like, you went to jail for us, like in a gang, you know what I'm saying? Like, he mm-hmm. committed this crime, he went to jail, he's doing his time, like, good for him. But you fucking kill him, what is he doing? Nothing. So
you're like the people who have like the teardrops, like of how many people they've killed and that kind of thing.
Well, it's not even about that. Like, that also is an accolade too. Like, you killing someone, like, you killed someone for your gang, like, that's like a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But also going to jail is seen as like an honorable thing,
like a badass thing that you accomplished.
Yeah, like, you did that. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, most people, they do crimes, they get out for, you know, whatever, like a shooting, maybe no one died, but you're going to jail anyway for, you know, 7-10 years or some shit, I don't really know. But you get out, you're seen as, you, good job. You know what I'm saying? You did your time. But you kill these people, fuck them.
I feel like if you kill people, you don't really get out, do you? I feel like it's very rare.
No, you don't. What?
Murderers, people who are convicted of murder.
Yeah, they get out. Yeah. Of course.
You just get 20 for a murder?
Yeah.
15, 20?
15, 20,
20 years.
Good behavior.
Yeah.
Good behavior.
Yeah, you get out paroled earlier. You're good.
What?
I feel like I've been living under a fucking
rug. You don't know that? If you kill someone,
I thought
you
were convicted of
killing. I thought they do like 195 years.
Me too.
Yeah, but that's it.
Unless
depends.
It's like
it
involuntary
really depends.
Or like you're like drunk and you drive and you accidentally kill someone, they still go to jail. But I thought they were the ones that got out a little earlier because it wasn't like premeditated kind of stuff.
Dude, a football player, Dante Stallworth, he was drunk, hit a person with his car, killed them. He didn't even go to jail.
Wow. Well, Caitlyn Jenner, before the transition, accidentally killed a woman because the paparazzi was chasing Caitlyn Bruce. I don't know if it was before or after the transition. And I think it was Bruce. Bruce, like, hit and, like, pushed a woman into the traffic because it was at a light. And she died.
That's
completely
different.
And he didn't go to jail. That's
yeah,
different.
It
was paparazzi. It was like a...
Not even. It's not... It's like... That's an accident. It wasn't premeditated, like, I'm going to hit this person
yeah,
in the
yeah.
back, push him into
but
the
either... Bed. I mean, drunk driving, though, you should not be... I know so many people, actually, who drink and drive, and they just do it so often, and they think that they're such a good driver that it's totally okay. Guess what? You never fucking drink and drive. Like, that's not... If you want to do it and kill yourself, like, that's obviously your thing, but you could fucking kill someone, a kid, a mom, anyone. Like... Be a fucking responsible human. If you want to get fucked up, don't drive or operate machinery. Please.
I have done that.
Dude, what an amazing response.
I did that. No, but I did, but it's like...
When?
I want to say...
Triple D, right?
D-D-D. Yeah, like, I call my... Like, my friends... This is like a... It's whatever. What... Like Triple D, it says stands for designated drunk driver. So like when my friends and we go out and we're drinking, and someone says, or someone drove and they're drinking. Now I'm drinking and I'm like, all right, I'm driving this fucking car because I know that I'm not gonna get into a car that I can't operate. So either I'll stop drinking and just like whatever, but I do have drinks in me. And I will drive if it's like...
But at that point, do you stop drinking? When you see your yeah. friend who's the designated yeah. driver drinking, are you like, all right, fuck, I need to be the one to drive
yeah,
this
like,
car?
I've like now, even if I... If
still
I go,
fucked. I mean, you guys could find a way to get back without any of you driving.
If I'm driving, if I get pulled over, I will get a DUI. But I'm not drunk enough to the point where I will whatever. Like now I don't even like really do that. Like, if I go out and have, like, two beers and I'm like, whatever, like, I'll drive.
Is that
obviously.
Even considered drunk
no.
driving, though?
If you have two beers, I think if you have two beers in, like, a half hour than it is or some shit like that.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. I don't really drink heavily
anymore. If you, like, shotgun
anymore, anyway.
Two beers really quickly.
Yeah, like, I can drink casually and, you know, I'll be fine. I'll just drive home, like, whatever. And, like, if my friends are out and they're doing the same thing, like, I don't really mind because, like, if you have four beers or less in a whole night, we're out for how many hours? Like 5 hours, like you're good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But there was one time specifically that I was drinking liquor and I was at a place. And when I left, I felt totally fine. I wasn't planning on driving, but I was like, I feel fine, like whatever. And I had to drive this girl that I know home. So I dropped her off and then I was just like, whoa. Like, and I like felt it and I was already like driving and I stopped at a red light. And I felt like I woke up. So it felt like I fell asleep at the wheel. And when I woke up, the light was green and I was like, okay. And I just drove home and like, I've never done that like ever again. And it was like the stupidest thing. But
how
like,
old were you then? How long ago was this?
I think it was just right when I turned 21.
Wow.
It wasn't like my birthday or anything, but it was like right then. But it was like, it was scary. And I was like, I'll never do that again. And like, I would never let someone...
I feel
someone...
like people do dumb shit at some point in their life, especially with that stuff. Like, I feel like... And I'm not saying everyone. Like, I have... One time I was buzzed and drove, and I actually got pulled over.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was years ago. Because I never don't... I normally don't even drink. How long ago was this? Maybe, like, 5 years ago. I went out with some friends. I forgot what a lightweight I am. I think I had, like, two drinks. And I was driving. I was tired. It was, like, 1 a.m, and... The cop pulled me over because he said he saw me being drowsy.
Yeah.
I was exhausted. I think it was a mixture of both, but he pulled me over and he was like, have you had drinks? And I was like, honestly, yeah, I've had two. And he was literally like, where are you going? And I was going to drive all the way to Jersey, but he's like, you're going to go to your friends who lives near, you know, it was the city. He's like, you're going to go to your friends, like pick a friend and get, and I did. I just, yeah. But it was like, so that's my moment of being like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm never doing that again. I was teaching at the time, so I could have gotten fired.
My entire family is like very against drunk, like even like one drink driving. Like if my dad ever saw one person take even a sip of liquor, they're staying or they're getting a ride home. Like their car is staying there.
Yeah, my parents are like that too.
Though.
Yeah.
My parents are like that too. Like whenever like we'd have friends over for like drinks, they're like, everyone sleeps over. Like, I don't care. My dad used to be like, they could sleep in my bed. I don't care, but they're staying in the house. But
because what a selfish thing, though, to be drunk and driving. It's like, yo, you want to party. You want to do your thing. It's about if you accidentally take someone else's life. Like if my son dies because you had to get fucked up and you couldn't have someone drive you home. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you deserve the death penalty or whatever, but fuck you.
I've had drinks and drive. Like I will drive to a local bar and have like three beers the whole night or four beers the whole night and drive home. So technically I do drink and drive, but I don't think I drink and drive to the point where I'm like, you know, this is illegal. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the question. Cause some people say, oh, well I could have eight beers and it doesn't affect me at all. I could drive a car perfectly fine. And what if they can, but it's like, what if that person thinks they can, but what do you call it? Like somehow their mechanisms are way more delayed than they think they are.
Their motor skills are off.
You do think that like you're moving fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Not me.
Yeah, I know. When I'm drunk, I'm like, yo.
My friends, they don't, like, I trust me, you know what I mean? I'm not going to trust anyone else. So it's like, I know if I'm good, I'll be fine. I'll drive, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to let anyone else make that decision because I don't trust anyone else, you know what I mean? Like, with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I'm responsible. I'm not going to get in this car if I can't drive,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And so that's why I do that. But it's like, I won't even drive a car if I have one like shot or one like Jack and Coke, even if I'm there for 6 hours, I have one, I won't even drive.
Cause you know, that could affect your,
cause I just know that, like, I don't know. I'm like exaggerating, like 6 hours, whatever. But if I have one drink at a bar, like a liquor drink or whatever, I just won't drive. Cause I'm like I'll never order that. You know what I mean? It won't even cross my mind to order it. If I knew I drove, I was like, I'm just going to drink beers and just have like three beers and that's it. Mm. You know, just very casual beers.
I have one drink and I'm wasted.
That's pretty awesome.
I have a
you're a cheap date.
Yeah. I get drunk very easily. When we were at Connecticut for Memorial Day weekend, I played like, I think it was like 8 games of Flip Cup, and I got so drunk that I ordered Victoria's Secret underwear.
Really?
And it showed up like 3 days later. Like I ordered like 16 pairs of underwear.
That's hysterical. That's a pretty tame thing to do while drunk. People have done some bad shit.
Like, I was just
really
like,
regret.
Babe, I know I'm drunk. I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm going to go upstairs and sit on the couch. And I ordered underwear.
Yeah, when I get drunk, I'm not allowed to do anything. I shouldn't be allowed near a computer. I shouldn't even be allowed to have access to my own vagina when I'm drunk. It's like, just...
I'm not that
you shouldn't
type of
have
person.
Access to a couch when you're drunk, Kate.
Yeah, true story.
Oh, God, we're going into sex. Let's change it.
Change it.
What
change
were you
going
to talk about?
No, I was saying, I don't really do dumb shit when I'm drunk. Just like happy.
God, just centered ninja.
I haven't gotten,
like, I don't know.
I
like, you send stupid text messages to girls like, oh, you're so hot. You know what I mean? But
you become a surfer. Yeah.
Dude, you're fucking sexy, dude.
Dude.
But it's like, I don't like fucking, I don't know, like jump on cars and do wild shit.
I have a friend who, he does not like this anymore, but when he would get drunk, he would just smash it. And I'm like, yo, dude, you have so much fucking anger. Deal with that shit.
Oh, that's like,
if
my
you're
friend
breaking
Brandon.
Stuff, like...
It's like my friend Brandon, who
really?
Almost tried to break me.
What do you mean?
Literally. I was like running from him.
Like he was being
street.
Really mean, aggressive?
Yeah.
That's not...
I didn't talk
Did you
to
say
him?
Your friend Brandon
my
needs
friend.
To be your ex-friend?
Well, it was like a crazy situation.
Where he tried to beat you?
Well, he was trying to... No, he's been my best... Like, well, he was my best friend for like my entire life. I've known him since I was in kindergarten. And he... technically was trying to hook up with a girl who had a boyfriend, and that boyfriend was on his football team, and like football bromances are like a big deal apparently. And so I went up to him and I was like, Brandon, like, you really don't want to do this. And he like had his hands like on the wall, like blocking her from getting out, and like he was really aggressive about it. And when I like distracted him, she got away, And so he got like super pissed about it.
So
and then,
he's upset that you didn't let him date rape a girl.
Yeah, and pretty then, much. Okay. Yeah. And he like, I was like, I ended up walking away and I was dancing with some of my friends and he like pushed me really hard into my friend. So I got fucking pissed. And I like walked behind him and pushed him back. He spilled his drink and he like got really, really mad.
Sammy?
Put a hole in the wall and I ran through the
Sammy,
streets and hit under a car.
This dude is someone who needs to not be your friend.
And you know how bad this is? I apologize to him.
I don't like this.
She's an idiot.
Red flags. Red flags.
She's
Andy.
So stupid.
Not
I
good,
felt
right?
Bad.
Yeah. No.
He
never.
Was very
not okay.
drunk. I just.
No, Sammy, no. You're making excuses. No.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Dumbest
I had no
shit.
Idea that you apologized
I
to him.
Told you that. He ended up apologizing about it, but I was the one who brought up the conversation.
Would you apologize? Sorry that I let a girl get away from
no.
your menacing ways.
No. I said,
that's like
no,
date raping.
I said,
he was blocking
I said,
her from leaving.
I didn't know. I didn't apologize for doing that. I said I was sorry for pushing him back.
No, you should push him back. He was being aggressive with you,
yeah,
and he's a dude who's probably way bigger than you.
Someone puts fire in your face, you don't put fire back in their face.
Let's have him on the podcast, Joe. Oh, fucking God. Set a trap for this motherfucker. All of a sudden, I get real aggressive. I get horny the last one, aggressive for this one. Let's kill him. Set up one of those bear traps. He steps in. Brach! His foot's just right. I'm sorry.
All right, yeah.
I'm done. Brach! I don't even know how to do sound effects.
It wasn't, I sound crazy, but like it was necessary for me to apologize.
I don't think so.
Like it.
I think you should have been like, this guy's not a good person. Not my friend.
He was very stubborn about it. He was probably very embarrassed of the situation because he was blackout drunk. I've known him my entire life. He's like a sweet guy.
Oh, yeah. He sounds lovely.
He was just like a very angry person at the moment. I don't know. Maybe his parents beat him, Kate, when he was a kid.
Dude, listen. No. Hold on right there. I'm sure he had a bad childhood. However... Just because you have a bad childhood, it doesn't excuse you from being a toxic, shitty person taking other people down. So, yes, I can have sympathy.
It was bad.
But you still back the fuck up. You detach from those people. Which brings us to our next topic. Energy vampires. Energy vampires. Which is not an actual vampire. That's just a name for people.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It's just for people who, when you're around them, they kind of suck out your energy. They're toxic. They just don't make you feel good when you're around them. And I feel like this dude might be an energy vampire. But this is the thing. And a lot of times our family members are toxic. But people, whether it's a family member or a friend you've been, you know, friends with for so long, people feel so guilty distancing themselves from these people because they feel like family. But if someone is like toxic or unhealthy or draining you, get distance, back away, because if not, they're actually stunting your own emotional growth. Seriously. So many people feel so bad taking distance from people that aren't good in their lives.
It reminds me of...
Oh, we're not allowed to... Beep! It reminds
I don't
Sammy
know.
Of... Is this Joe's friend?
No, mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that's...
I don't have any friends who are...
No.
Energies.
He has
fucking vampires.
Absolutely none. It's so frustrating. They're all amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because we all like hold each other to like
a standard.
Yeah, and it's like we're
all
talking.
If someone was being that, you'd be like, yo.
But everyone would be like, shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I mean? They would
like,
be like, shut the fuck up,
like,
you idiot.
Everybody has each other's backs. It's amazing. My friend groups.
They're good at setting boundaries, which is actually a gift. Like, I did the tweet where you fucking tweeted you smell like shit. But it was along the lines of that where it's like a really good friend will kind of tell you the truth or put up that boundary even if that friend doesn't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a good friend to be like, yo, you're being crazy or you're being shitty. Like to just let that person keep doing it because you're scared to say something. You're not doing them any favors.
I can see how to like I'm just very lucky to have as many friends as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like good friends.
Great. Yeah.
Because obviously there's times where one of them gets out of line, just says some wild shit. And if it's not enough for me to just go, yo, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's just their opinion against mine. And then like obviously they're going to think I'm going to fight them on something. But if it's like six more people going like, what the fuck are you talking about? Then it's like, all right. And then they shut up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just lucky in that sense that I have that because, you know, we all make each other who we are also because I know now that like if I say something and everyone's like, dude, what the like, I'm not going to do that again or I'm going to try not to do that again because I don't want to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like. It makes you into a certain way. But if you have, you know, two fucking friends, you have one really good friend and like they're shitty and you try to tell them that they're shitty and they're like, no, I'm not, whatever, they're going to continue to be shitty. Or if you just let them be shitty, then they're going to continue to do that as well. You know what I mean? It's not like, but like I said, I'm just lucky to have a bunch of friends that are like, yo, you're fucking, are you kidding
me?
Literally
exactly how you explained it is how it is with my sister. Literally.
Really?
That's exactly how it is. You hear? Energy sucking. I suck Joe's energy out when I talk about my sister.
But you have to vent because you're probably...
Well, it's like it's a very aggressive situation. Like, it's really crazy.
How old is she?
She's 24.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, yeah.
23, I think.
I think when it's a family member, too, it's really hard to get distance when you feel...
Because we used to be best friends. The first time I was on this podcast, I said that she was my best friend.
Oh, and
that
so it's was recent.
Right, yeah, it's since we moved together and together.
Oh, wow.
But, like, because when we moved in together, like, shit happened with her, or just a bunch of stuff happened with both of us. And, like, she's... It's just... It's a very selfish relationship. And, like, when I say, like, she's being selfish, she's like, no one else thinks it. And I'm like... Yes.
No one else knows you like I know you or see what I see.
No, but everyone see. Everyone does see.
Oh, really? Like, they're just not saying anything.
They don't say anything about it, and then I'm the only one who says something because I feel responsible. And then like everyone like beats around the bush in front of her because they don't want her to cry. But then I get all the shit for being mean. It's like a really aggressive situation.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Say like, shit like that wouldn't happen with me. You know what I mean? Because there's just too many people that I'm around all the time. Like even with my family, there's. Five of us living under the same roof, so if someone gets out of line, like everyone's calling them out on their shit.
Yeah,
I don't really have people in my life that are kind of like, oh, like they won't say anything. Like they're always just like everyone pretty much voices their opinion too much, if you know, if anything.
Yeah.
So that's it's you know it just I feel like that helps you. It just like shapes you. You know what I mean? And it's for like the real world too. Like you can't just say this shit out and about, you
know
what I
mean? But do you think with that, with like your family and friends, could they ever accidentally misguide you in a sense? Like suppose you were like, hey guys, I really want to follow my soul and do this. Could they be like, shut up, you're being a pansy?
Well, here's the thing.
Do you know what I mean? Like could it make you not chase like your dream because they're all like teasing you or no?
Here's the thing though. Like there's certain people within the friend group that have those leadership qualities that they wouldn't like. And I like to think that I'm one of them, that I wouldn't let someone do some stupid shit if they were like, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, that's fucking stupid. Like, why are you doing that? And for the most part, most of my friends have like a good mindset and like what they're doing is like good, blah, blah, blah. And but yeah, there's like certain people that it would be fun. Like what you were asking, like if someone wanted to do something else or some shit, what are you saying?
Meaning like, but you kind of already answered it. Like suppose someone said to the group, like, guys, I really want to become a florist. And if everyone's like, what are you gay? Like, cause that could,
would happen regardless. Yeah. Even if I said I wanted to be like anything, like whatever, they would say that, but it's like, they're joking around. Like if you're serious about it, like everyone's like, you know,
it just sounds like you have a healthy group dynamic. Like you have a bunch of guys
like nonstop, literally all day, especially me out of all people. I can't say fucking anything without getting shit on. Like anything. I can't say anything without getting shit on. But like I told them that I was like, you know, I'm leaving Elite, like whatever. And I told them like my plan or whatever. And they're all just like real supportive, like everyone after one after the another. But like an hour later, we're talking about sports. I say one thing like, yo, you know what the fuck you're talking about? You're a fucking idiot. Like, it's just like, you know, it's completely different. But it's like when you're serious and like they know you're being serious, like they're not going to just fucking do that. You know what I mean? Otherwise, they get cut out.
They get cut out. They're done.
Yeah.
I just think like, you know, with the sister thing, first of all, I think you should not live with her when the year is up or whenever you can.
Well, I could get out whenever.
I would look into that.
But I can't.
Because you're
because my
scared?
Dad no oh. no because how the situation is me and my dad don't have a very swell relationship, and him and my sister have like an amazing relationship. So if my sister and me aren't living together, I have to move back home, and I have to leave the city.
Why?
Because we're like a paired duo. If she's not there, I can't be there.
Says who?
My dad.
Why does your dad have a say?
Because it's my dad.
Huh. Sounds like you need to. disconnect a bit from your dad and your sister.
Yeah.
Seriously, like you're an adult. You don't have to listen to what your dad wants you to do. Seriously, you could be like, no, I'm going to go on Craigslist. I'm going to find a room in the city. Seriously, you're an adult. Like,
it's a really complicated situation when it comes to her, because he doesn't see what I see because of how she views herself.
And I know how I'm saying it. It's not in your situation, but I'm telling you, literally be like, that's fine.
I am the type of person that voices my opinion to him, and that's why I don't have a relationship.
I think you need to get out. Here's
the thing, though. Also, I'm not like defending him or anything, but I know my dad has me and him, we've had a crazy relationship my whole life too. But a lot of things that he does, although they're sometimes wrong, it's all out of like trying to protect you from whatever. I can see how your dad would be like, yeah, just go fucking live by yourself. In New York City.
Yeah.
Real fucking safe.
No, that's...
You know what I mean?
It's really complicated. That's,
yeah.
Like, he would say that, but I would say, Dad, like, I could do what I want, and he will have, like, at least 10 different reasons as to why it's right, and then I'd fully be convinced.
Mm-mm. I don't like it.
Of course you don't.
I don't... But no, because I think you need to do what's best for you.
But I think he thinks that me living there with her is what's best.
Well, he doesn't know, and he's not probably killing his life in all aspects, so why does he get to decide where your
his
ship
fucking
goes?
Daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how old are you?
I'm 19.
Yeah, she's over 18. She's his daughter, but like if my parents are like, I think, I'd be like,
I
yeah,
would
that's
never
great.
Be able to say
take
that
to your life. I'm in charge of my life. Like, I get to determine what's best for me, what's healthiest for me.
Okay, there's parents that... My parents... If I told my parents that, they'd fucking slap the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Great. I mean...
Not everyone's a fucking liberal hippie like you, Kate.
Dude. Jesus. You guys need to follow your own...
Yeah, but what happens... fucking path. What happens then when she moves to the city? Her roommate's a psycho, has a bad relationship with them. It's not her sister. And when she comes home one day from the bar, she gets the shit kicked out of her and robbed. How's her dad feel then? That's what he's trying... But that's what he's trying to protect her from.
Are
is
you
that
kidding
crazy?
Me?
Is that crazy though?
Kinda. She's,
but no, it's
because,
not.
Because Sammy could find someone like a friend or someone that she could live with.
Well,
like,
the situation.
You don't just have to find a random psychopath. And she's still, how suddenly is living with like a friend going to make her get beaten or raped at night more than living
Craigslist.
With her sister? I found both of my roommates through Craigslist and they are amazing.
You're a grown woman.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He did.
But that's why I'm not saying, okay, take out the Craigslist for now. You can do that in your 20s. But like for now, I think at least find a friend. I just don't think it's a great
right
situation.
Right now, how the situation is now, it's more like me and my sister are technically avoiding each other. And we work together on the weekends. So
you probably
like we
get a stomach ache coming home and seeing her.
Well, she's never there. That's now.
Nice.
That's like the situation now. That's what it was in the beginning was she was never there. But like because she didn't want
Where
to see
she?
Me, she started dating this guy. So like she was seeing him and she was working and like
Everyone's getting dick.
Except you.
Yeah. So like it was just a lot of different things and she... There would just be a lot of selfish situations. And like, I'm not saying I wasn't selfish. Like I would tell him like, I sound crazy right now. Or like I'm being super selfish about the situation, but like I have to be. Mm. Like, it's just like, it's a really complicated situation when it comes to like her relationship. But it's also like, I don't want to move out because I've had such an amazing relationships with her before. And she like, it's like dramatically different like the past 2 months. So like I don't want to like
thing.
Yeah, but your relationship might improve if you're not living together.
But it also might get even more fucked up if I just bail out.
But here's the thing. What they have is a failure to fucking communicate.
Yeah.
Because they can't have a conversation. That's why shit like that would never happen to me. Because if one of my siblings I had a problem with, like we're going to talk about this and I'm not going to yell at you. You know what I mean? But them, did you get the milk? No, I didn't get the fucking milk like, immediately.
That's
it's like,
not how it would be.
It's literally
it
like
would,
that.
No,
Kate,
it
I'm
wouldn't.
Not even exaggerating.
That is not how it
I've
is.
I've witnessed it.
You witnessed it once.
No. Or twice. It's like minimum three, like two exchanges and it turns into an argument.
Yeah,
like,
because it's of how
no
she
way,
answers.
But it's no way to communicate.
It's
like,
crazy.
See? It's like it's that's what it is. It's all
no,
it is communication. She's your sister. You're like living with your sister in the city. It's like a fucking writing a book. like whatever. You don't have a crazy roommate. You have sister. You know what I mean?
Because of how the situation is. Like it's more upsetting that there is no good relationship anymore. Like that's where all of that comes
from.
Now. Like, yeah, but like when she gives me attitude about not cleaning her shit up, obviously I'm gonna get pissed.
It's a deeper thing.
Yeah,
it's not really about the milk or the.
It's about. You're saying it in a way like I didn't get it because I'm incapable of getting it because I don't want to get it or because I'm a child and can't do it on my own.
Deeper shit.
All right. It's like a lot of different shit. So like when she says shit like that, it's like, fuck you, man.
Guys are also way more direct in general, I think, the way they communicate.
And
they don't take things as sensitively or as personally.
But the issue is I'm more really open about it.
I agree.
But that's the thing is I'm very open about how I feel about situations. So like when I talk about something with her, I'm like, listen, like you're being so mean right now. And she's like, I'm being mean. Like, look at you. Or like, it's like a really, it's
yeah, but then you guys fight.
Heads. Like then we fight. Like,
see,
we get really mad.
That's why I'm the only person who could talk to my father, because he likes to fight. And the worst thing that a person who likes to fight can deal with is a person who's not fighting them back. Verbally, not physically. If someone hits you, punch them in the fucking face. But anyway.
See, I wish I did that.
But anyway, so my dad, when he has conversations with my brother Keith, Keith shuts off, he leaves, whatever. My sister fucking freaks out, screams, curses, says all this shit, she leaves.
I love your sister.
You know, my brother Thomas, he wasn't around when, you know, my dad was living home. He was just like, he was doing his own thing. And then me, I'm the only one who just sits there, and I don't yell at him or whatever, and he tries to be intimidating. Like, he'll stand up and I'll just be like, I'm not, go ahead, what are you gonna do? I'm not afraid of you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing. And then he'll sit back down.
Must be nice
and then,
to be that centered, even emotional situations.
You can't let it get to you. Like, if you're not upset and someone gets upset, why are you even going to feed
into
that?
No, I get it. And I guess I get that that's where people want to go, you know, in general, where someone could be freaking out and you're able to stay centered. But there's still also a place or a point where you go, I don't want to be around that person. Like, I don't want to have to keep reminding myself to be centered around this person. Like, your dad kind of sounds like an energy vampire.
He is and isn't, because
yeah, I do it differently when it comes to parents.
I've never
like
met
my
his dad.
My dad, like I could say, like is and isn't also.
But a lot of people's parents are toxic in their life, and a lot of people think that
I have great parents, man. My like me and my
I'm
dad.
I'm not saying. I mean, I
no,
don't
I know.
Your
I know.
Dad.
I'm
Maybe
just saying.
Not,
like my dad is like he's like one of the greatest guys I know, honestly. And like he like we fought more than anything, and I feel like if someone had the relationship that I have with my dad, they would say something like they would hate him. You know what I mean? But I can understand where he's coming from with everything he's saying. And like, maybe he's not good at communicating it or whatever, but I understand, like, you know, it's all coming from a place of, I'm just trying to fucking help you or just like whatever. Or sometimes he's out of fucking line, obviously. Sometimes I'm out of line, but you know, that fucking happens. But I'm the only one who could sit there and talk to him, because when people just, they let their emotions get the best of them and they just start just saying shit and just getting angry and upset for no reason. I can't remember I don't think ever in my entire life where I was fine, someone picked a fight with me, and then after that fight I was furious. That has never happened. If I'm not mad and you're angry and we have an argument afterwards, I'm like, what has changed? Nothing happened to me. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't make sense.
I am so fucking jealous.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense.
Oh, no. If I am fire, I will.
There can be.
Like, people are like, why would you even say that about me?
I'd be like, I don't feed into it. But, like, there, Alyssa knows there are specific things and, like, reactions that she knows that will piss me off. But it's not that what she does pisses me off. It's that she does it to piss me off. Like,
she knows how to trigger you, exactly.
So the reason I get mad that she wants to piss me off, not that she's pissing me off. Like, why would you want me to get mad at you?
It doesn't sound like a good person to be around, to be honest. It doesn't. See, I've had a lot of close friends that I had to, some are not in my life at all. Some it's just,
that's
we
like
took
one
distance.
Of my friends now.
Yeah, because I felt like their energy was affecting me, and it didn't become this crazy fight. Like, it was like a very calm, like, you know what? Like, we just started talking a little less, and
yeah,
it was very calm.
Yeah,
that's what's going on now. But yeah, it just feels like some people, no matter how long you've been friends or how much you actually still love them, if they're not, if they're having a negative effect on your life, you have to take space. You have to look out for yourself.
Yeah, but I also think she's trying to be a positive thing, but doesn't know how to do it. So I have to like me moving into the city, she didn't do.
Where'd you move from?
I moved from home. I moved from Great
Long
Neck.
Island.
Yeah. Like she moved out when she was 18, but she had to move out because we moved. Me and my mom moved into an apartment. My dad was like, I'm not going to pay for an apartment more with more bedrooms. So like you move in with Jeff, her ex-boyfriend. And so she loved that she was able to be on her own at that age. And when she and her boyfriend broke up, she was like, let's do it. Let's get an apartment together. Let's get you out of here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. Literally in 3 days, I moved out.
How far is where you grew up from the city?
It's close. It's in Great Neck. It's like two stops away.
Oh,
on
okay.
Penn.
Okay.
And so like she like feels like she's done all of this for me to like get me here, but she doesn't know how to handle it in a sense. Like my mom babied the shit out of me when I lived home, like badly. Like
I love your mom.
I regret it so much. I tell her all the time, like, of course I appreciated how much she did, but like it didn't help me grow at all. Like it literally kept me in a bubble and like kept me there for
my
a while.
My dad, but my dad would like when I was in college, he bought the textbook for my science class and like did my homework for me and with me.
Oh no,
and in many ways it helped. But yeah, like I didn't know how to do laundry till I was
just,
like
she would just allow things to happen that like shouldn't have happened. And like, of course, like I understand that like she's a mom, she's the best mom ever. Hi, mommy. But like she's literally like she's my best friend out of anybody in this world.
Aw.
Like, hi. But there were points where Alyssa felt like I was stuck. Mm. And if I didn't get out then I wouldn't have been able to get out soon. And so when she took like the opportunity to do it, she then felt responsible. And because of how I was brought up with my mom, and because of like how everything was after my parents got divorced, she literally felt like she was now the mom figure. And so when I don't do something and she does it, she's like, I'm not your mom. Like,
so,
I can't.
So like the power dynamic's almost off because it's not equals.
Like it's not, don't think that she's like a vicious person. I just think that she doesn't know how to fully handle it. Like I'm the type of person that needs to just like figure out what I need to do and do it. Like, but if you tell me that like because I didn't do it, like I'm a baby, or like that because of how I was brought up, like I can't control how my mom brought me up. Like mm-hmm. that's already in the past. Like you have to allow me to grow on my own.
I don't even think it's that crazy. Like you talk about it like you didn't. Like it's how you know how many people I know that still don't do their laundry, don't do dishes, don't take out the garbage, like don't do anything. Mm-hmm. And these are grown men. Mm-hmm. They're 20 fucking two. They don't do any of that shit.
Okay.
But it's like that it's not as crazy as you're making it seem. You know what I mean? If anything,
that's how it is in my head.
But listen, when I was 19 years old, I mean it's different. In my house, I had to do dishes every night, garbage. And I've been doing my own laundry since I was like fucking 17. That's why I don't have any clean clothes. Actually, I recently just did all my laundry, but it was crazy. It was a lot of dirty laundry. But anyway,
Where all of everyone, like it's the black hole of dirty clothing. Like everyone on this planet.
You and your brothers just pile it up.
It's everyone on this planet. Like that's how much clothing it is. Like it's just a mound of clothing that was in there.
Yeah, but we got rid of it. Anyway, what I was getting at is that I don't think it's crazy like to say like the way my mom brought me up, like that's the way majority of people are brought up. Their moms do everything for them and they do that. Like even still, like now, like I like my mom, I mean she will not do my laundry or clean my room ever. She's like, fuck that, I'm not doing
it. For your mom,
but
she's amazing.
She
I
like
obsessed.
She'll do dishes if no one does them and like shit like that, and like we're all grown as shit, like we should be doing that, you know what I mean? But she still does it and we're grown. It's like, but, and she was hard, and we still had responsibilities when we were younger. But some of my friends, they don't have that. Their mom still does it all. They do their laundry. They'll put it away for them in their. I fucking wish my mom would do my laundry and put it away.
I hate doing chores.
But it's like, it wasn't really chores that she would do. Like that's not what it was about with my mom. It was like an emotional thing. Like she wouldn't allow me to deal with anything. Like, she would keep me away from, like, all the negative shit that, like, would have helped me grow.
Like, what?
What do you mean?
Like, what does that mean?
Like, she would literally convince me that seeing my dad was, like, a bad thing.
But it's like, yeah, but I mean,
like, it's just like a lot of, it's what like I mean a lot is of like different things.
Moving into an apartment is all those things that you're talking about are chores.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So like, you're like, I don't know. I never did this before. Yeah, some people have Sammy's never done also, that before also.
Right. But I think Sammy's talking about also like a deeper enmeshment she felt, right? Like
I literally,
but felt, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you should feel that.
You can't tell her she can't feel a certain no,
but,
way.
But some people could overthink it and just be
yeah,
like,
I do she's overthink
going,
a lot.
She's going at who I am and not just like, just fold your fucking clothes.
But she does as of who I am. That's why it's bad. And that's why I get upset, because it's not what she's saying. It's she knows what she's saying is going to affect me. That's why I get upset. I don't get mad at like the actual words that she says to me. I get mad that she knows that those words are going to upset me, and she'll say them anyways.
So if you know that, then why is it?
See, some people are just like emotional. I'm not calling you, I'm not saying you're not emotional, but some people are emotional people who do get triggered, and that's fine. Like,
I know, but I'm just trying to.
And if her sister's purposely triggering her, that's really not a fun.
It's like a purpose trigger, and then she's like, "Why are you reacting like that? Like, why are you so mad?"
I'm really easy to trigger. I feel like people.
I can make you cry at any point,
of course. And
really.
I mean, I don't know if you can make
I can't
cry,
cry that 100%. Much. I cry, but like, I don't.
Sneeze. Oh, I'm sorry. But I just all of a sudden had to sneeze. I have a cold. But anyway, I like, and I feel like people, because I know that I can be easily triggered, they like doing that. But I'm still, I don't know. Like, you could say, Kate, don't be as emotional. But it's like, no, some of us are emotional beings. And if someone's trying to trigger you, it's just,
I'm not saying
that.
Don't be emotional. I'm just saying if we can talk about it, like, this is how I see it. If we could talk about it and you're realizing all this right now, then it shouldn't affect you as much as it does, because you understand it. It's not like you don't understand. You're like, I don't know why she's doing it. You know why she's doing it, and you're still taking it like that. Like, you have to just be like,
sad.
It's why?
Because it's sad.
I don't know. But I'm saying, it's one thing to not understand and like be confused, and that's emotional, but to understand everything and still have it affect you in that way, that doesn't
but
make
why
sense.
Be around someone who's constantly trying to trigger you anyway? It doesn't mean you have to get upset about
it,
but why would you want to be?
It.
I don't think so. I don't think you have to deal with someone who's being toxic.
Oh my God. But it like she I could still say she's still my best friend. Like, we're just going through a hard mountain. But
that's not a fucking expression at all. We're going through a hard mountain. It's really tough.
It's
time.
Not a patch. It's a big, big, big mountain.
I love that. Going through a hard mountain. So, speak it, Sammy.
No, so like it's more just like a sad thing that like we're going through it.
You know what?
That's what it is.
I can't tonight, but I think without Joe one day.
I need a tarot card reading.
You need a tarot card reading. Okay. You and I will talk it out.
I'm into that. When he was talking about ghosts, I was like on the edge of my seat. Because I used to see ghosts.
Did you?
Yeah.
This is a whole other podcast, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's the first time me and him went on our date in the car. We literally discussed. He was like, tell me. You didn't say tell me about yourself. He gets so mad when I say that. But he asked a question that made me talk a lot about myself. And he was like, what's a weird thing that like.
No, actually you were afraid of.
Yeah, that's what he did. He asked what I was afraid of. We talked about all the stuff. And then while I was having a conversation with him, he was like, I was like looking into the distance, like while I was talking to him, he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I thought I saw something.
I got scared because we were sitting in my car and she was talking about ghosts and shit. And then she's like looking in my back seat. So I'm like, is there one fucking in here?
No, but like I used to like fully see them.
Why? Something I would have loved to know.
You didn't know this.
Months ago.
Yeah.
Damn. Because we have to go. But I just want to know about the ghosts you see. God damn it, Sammy.
Sorry.
God, I want to know about these ghosts.
Yeah, it's like really crazy. I have like a lot of connections.
Fuck sex. I could give a shit right now about sex and dicks. I want to talk about ghosts.
We won't talk about sex. My mom just made a Facebook status. Oh my God, I just bought a bag of cherries. Not looking at the price per pound. $6.99. I just bought $16 on shitty tasting cherries.
So ridiculous.
And my Nana commented, are you nuts? Bring them back.
grandma.
Those
and mom.
Are both the cutest things ever. Fucking cherry Facebook
and she,
status.
And she
said, family's great.
And my mom said, I ate some. I'm not bringing them back. I just won't buy them again. Like, why are you talking about cherries?
Sammy, we're going to have you on again and your mom. Is that okay, Joe?
She will literally talk about the ghosts also because she would like deal
the
with
the next
me.
Time you're on. We're talking about ghosts, but let's let's me and you schedule a little Skype tarot session.
Okay.
We'll talk about this whole sister thing, ghost thing.
Yeah.
Look, first of all, I forget that they videotape us. It looks like I have no arms.
But you know what? You know what else too? You know how you say like your mom did certain things that like you like that didn't help you grow?
Yeah.
She'll do the same thing to you.
She's not gonna do that.
She will.
But it's not like I regret what my mom did. I just can't be responsible.
First
for
First of
what
all,
my mom
you don't
did.
Know me. You don't know my life. You don't know the way a tarot card reads. So,
no, I'm not saying
like,
tarot cards,
wait,
but I'm
but
saying.
Like, how are you? Did you have? Do you have like a license? What is,
for tarot card reading?
I don't know what it is.
No, would you like me to get
a
one
license?
For you? It's not. I'll Shane draw
she's
one up
not
with his fucking.
No, but like,
ISIS.
What? What do you need to like? Can I just grab a pack of tarot cards
and learn?
Just,
get in touch with it. Yeah, I could see you having
what
some
you,
psychic abilities
no,
for sherzies.
So, like, I'm confused. Like, do you, like, just whip out a card and you, like, know what it means and then you're like, you're dealing with this? Like, I don't get it.
Kind of. Why don't you just hit me up, Sammy?
Okay, I'll text you.
I'll give you a read. Unless you're too scared. Unless you're...
I'm not scared. I love that stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool.
Just, we'll do it. Yeah, you tell me when you're free and we'll do a little Skype sesh.
Okay, cool.
And you can show me your boobs. It's not no big deal. I'll be like, this card says...
Show me the right tit.
This card says.
Oh, interesting. The tit pick card. All right. Sammy, where can they find... First of all, Sammy has way more Twitter followers. No, I think we have about the same Twitter followers, but Instagram, you just are fucking... Being Joe Santagato's girlfriend.
I've had the same amount for so
perks.
Long, Kate.
Whatevs, yo.
You bring it up every single time.
Because I want
I'm
people
here.
To follow me.
Okay, we'll take a selfie and I'll tag you.
Thank you. Some people want a hot collab, Joe. Okay? Sammy Ricky.
Yeah. You could
Sammy
just like
Ricky
join. Oh, you could collab with me. I have a YouTube channel.
Do you really?
Yeah, but I don't use it. Oh, well, that's my dance channel with
offer.
My sister.
Okay, wait. Okay, this is going long.
Okay,
Sammy,
too long.
Where can they find you?
My Instagram is at Sammy Ricky. SammyRicky.
I'm at the Kate Wolf.
With two F's.
Thank you.
And if you guys want to find me on Twitter, at Joe Santagato. And that's all.
Thanks Bye, for the guys. Therapy session.